Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
And now, the conclusion.
Hello, and welcome to TTTM.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Lewis.
So, it's Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock in the evening. Lovely, lovely sunny day, first day of summer. What have you been doing all day, Simon?
I've just kind of been sitting around, mostly. I've been watching Come Dine With Me. Just a bit of it.
Oh, goodness me.
What? Don't you like Come Dine With Me?
People won't know what that is, either.
It's a TV show in which people host dinner parties, and they vote on each other's... like hospitality and food, and the winner gets £1,000 of English money.
Wow.
It's a good show. I like it.
Thing is,
I like the drama when it kicks off.
It's all sort of very artificial drama. I mean, they deliberately choose people who wouldn't necessarily get along with each other just to spark the drama, and people are always horribly picky of each other. Would you like to be on it?
I would love to be on it, yes.
Because I know you've been cooking, like, pies and things for James, like a good house husband.
I've been cooking pies for James.
Yeah.
He comes home from work, and I'm like, I made you a pie, dear.
Ooh.
Oh, God, did you hear that kid outside? Fucking hell.
That's not your kid. It's you and James's child.
It's Simon Jr.
He's running about.
I've had him hidden. Yeah. Get back in the fucking cupboard under the stairs, Simon Jr.
Can we talk to him? Can we talk to Simon
Mummy,
Jr.?
Mummy, no!
Can we talk to him? Where is he? Bring him up here.
No!
I want to talk with him.
You can't. He's busy playing with the other children in the
No, I just want you to do the child area. Voice. Do the child voice.
Lee.
No, not that. That's the creepy children voice. That's the creepy girl
I'm
from...
Simon Junior. How are you?
Hello.
I'm a little bit worried because I do have my window wide open and anyone outside will be able to hear things that I say.
Yeah. Do you...
I mean, the Brian Blessed thing earlier. I mean, when we had Brian Blessed and interviewed him.
Yeah.
James could hear him downstairs.
Right.
I came downstairs and he sort of looked at me and I was like, could you hear? And he said, yeah. I could hear Brian Blessed up there. Yeah.
Sorry, so going back to Come Dine With Me, like, I mean, you could cook a nice little meal, a little hosted meal with broccoli and stuff in it.
I'm not really sure what I would do.
What would you do? The thing is, on Come Dine With Me, it tends to
microwave
be these
meals.
People, like, these people, like, cook things that they've never cooked before. It's like, oh, I've never cooked this before, but I thought I'd do it specially. It's like, well, no, don't do that. Do something you've done before that you're good at, you know?
Yeah, but what if all they do is make, like, macaroni cheese and ham sandwiches? What if, you know, they can't do anything else? You can't serve that at a dinner party, can you?
Everyone has a bit of a speciality, though, you know? Like, I do a really good roast chicken where I, like, put put a lemon in it, and then put it in like a bag, like an oven bag, with mushrooms, carrots, all sorts of like vegetables and stuff.
Christ. That's my sort of cooking with Hannah, except it's cooking with Lewis.
Do you not have any like recipes that you
instead of Thai fish in a bag, you've got a fucking chicken and a whole lemon and a bag of mushrooms just thrown into this fucking Tesco carrier bag that you just pop in the oven.
Bag. And then you do some like, you know, mash with it or something like that. Have you not got a trademark dish, Simon's special?
I don't know really, it's probably just curry or something. It's what I'm fairly good at making, I guess. But that's not really fair because
how
it's
do
just
you make
like
that?
Well, the thing is, I cook some chicken, and then I cook some mushrooms and onions, and then I put it in a big pot, and then I add curry sauce that's on offer from Asda for £1.
Right, yeah.
You know? I mean, that's not really... you know.
Do you have, like, a cocktail? What sort of cocktail would you make as, like, a Simon cocktail?
Pimm's. Goes very well with curry.
I suppose so. My nan has like cucumber and apple and stuff with curry and banana.
Cucumber, apple,
it's a very old
and banana
curry, you know.
Well, actually, in the curry.
No, like in like a side dish. So you have like yogurt, cucumber, apple, banana, and you like add it into the, and like sultanas, you know. Have you not? Is this what people used to do? It's like an English curry.
No, this sounds a bit fucked up.
What do you mean? It's nice, but kind of slightly weird.
So instead of using meat, you just add fruit, a fruit curry.
No, you have the whole curry, but the apple, banana, raisins and stuff are like a side yogurt. It's like yogurt and mango chutney, that sort of stuff. You know, it's all like additions.
Right, yeah, okay, I get you.
Mango chutney.
Yogurt. With poppadoms. That's how I remember it.
Have you ever tried to make poppadoms?
Oddly enough, no. No, I haven't.
No,
just bear in mind that
things to make.
The last 3 days I've lived off of sandwiches and a really, really bad microwave meal that I had last night.
Why is that?
James isn't here and I can't be asked to cook.
Oh.
I'm all alone. He's left me. He's abandoned me. I'm home alone. Like that kid in that movie.
Dude, you should go out and get some nice curry or something. With Simon Jr., obviously. Simon Jr. is hanging around.
God. I don't feed him things like curry or like any real food. I feed him coal and wood shavings.
What?
Yeah. Gives him everything that he needs. Gives him all the nutrients that he needs. That's all a growing lad needs.
Is he like a robot?
No, he's a human child.
but he eats.
However, he is.
Coal.
He is the fruit.
Where do
of my
you
loins,
source
though.
Your coal from, by the way? Since it's not 1950
Wales.
Anymore. Wales.
It's Welsh coal, yeah.
Only their finest.
The real stuff. It's the good shit. You know,
is
don't
it?
Give them the crap kind.
Is it?
It is.
That's the only thing I can say in a Welsh accent.
Are you trying to do a French accent or something?
Welsh?
Is it? I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Where on earth were we? I'd still want to talk to Simon Jr. Is he around?
Oh, look. He's here now.
He's climbed the stairs. Have you unlocked his cupboard?
I've unlocked his cupboard.
Why are you mistreating your child so bad?
I'm not mistreating him. What are you talking about?
Can I talk to him? I'm like social services. I'm just checking up on you, that's all.
All right.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Who's
that there?
It's Lewis here.
What's going on?
I'm a friend of your father's.
Where's Mummy?
Or is it your mother?
Where's Mummy?
Is your mother near you?
Where's Mummy?
That's enough for now.
Where's his mother? Are you his mother or his father? We need to get this clear. I got confused.
Do you need me to explain it again?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go. When a man and a woman...
Oh, no, not that. I mean your relationship status.
Oh. Basically, I am his father.
Okay.
And his mother.
Oh.
When I was young, I had both sets of genitalia, and I impregnated myself, and he is the result of that act of self-love.
So, hang on. He's basically a clone. He's a clone of you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Pretty much,
so
yeah.
He's like
mini-me.
Size.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm an old man, and I've fallen over. I can't get up, but it's all right, because I've got me iPod, and I'm listening to the Yog Pod. Oh, me back. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That was pretty funny.
That was very funny. So, have you done any exercise recently?
Do you really...
Any sports?
Do you really have to ask that? I've been doing a bit of walking to the shops.
What the hell is that?
How dodgy. How dodgy did that sound? That's Simone Junior.
Where's my mummy?
I can't really hear it very clearly. It's just children playing outside.
Jesus Christ. It's creepy.
This is what happens in summertime, man.
I know, it's horrible.
What the hell? It's not horrible. Ugh. It's heartwarming.
I mean, what is this like? Is it like Easter holidays?
Does it make you want to have
it
children?
It makes me,
You're, like, of an age to be a father, actually, aren't
God,
you?
What? I think you are too, aren't you?
No, you're getting past it. They seem like they're having a lot of fun, man. What are they doing?
Actually, there's something I've been meaning to say. I run my own babysitting service, and,
from home. Finally, you've announced what your job is to the world at large.
I was ashamed, but I now realise there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's an honourable job.
Absolutely, man. It's a noble job, and it's very important. What's the name of this company?
It's Simon's Babysitting Company.
Right.
It's not even service, it's company.
Do you have a van?
I got a
with
white
like
van.
Sweets written on it in like scrawled in black paint.
Yeah, and I just pick up. See, the parents don't actually know that I'm babysitting. It's like a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
And when they find out, they're like, they're so relieved to see that their children are okay.
What kind of things do you do with the children while they're in your
we
care?
We play a bit of Hon.
Heroes of New Earth. Are they any good?
No, they're all terrible at it. But I'm pretty bad at it too. Simone's getting excited because she's playing the Valkyrie. And that's her favourite character.
Oh yeah. Okay. I like the way you don't do any kind of physical activity with them.
just video games. Playing on with them. And then I send them outside.
They've got headsets on.
They. Oh man, that's pretty funny. These kids with their headsets on.
Oh,
bless them.
So yeah, actually, one of the things you sort of skipped over was going back like quite a way. We were talking about like speciality foods and drinks.
Yeah.
You never answered my question.
I mean, what my speciality
like,
is? Pims.
With Pims, I guess it's
Yeah, so
but
I did
is,
give
is
the answer.
Anything...
You just weren't paying attention, Lewis.
Well,
as per usual, roll my eyes in my head.
So you should ask me like that question or some of the questions that we've had asked and stop stop me prompting you into all these directions.
What now? You want me to ask now? Okay.
We should really. Well, look, we have to have it. Listen. We have to stop it.
What?
God's
I thought you
sake,
wanted
listen,
me to ask the question
for a second. Never.
If
give
you,
me a second.
If you were making cocktail, what cocktail would you make? There we go.
So anyway, I was thinking that I'd probably make something with I'd probably use like tomato juice. And make like
Right. No tomatoes, just the juice.
Tomato juice.
Like V8, that vegetable drink.
No, that's pretty horrible, that stuff.
Just make
No, more like a sort of a Bloody Mary thing, but something a bit more very thick. If I'm going to make like a cocktail, I'd usually like use some sort of fruit. So I'd use like mango juice or something that makes it very translucent.
Right.
Is that right? No, opaque. Translucent, you can see through.
You want it thick and translucent.
Yeah, opaque.
Oh, right. Yeah, opaque.
So like a gloopy kind of really thick, thicky sort of
for like
cocktail.
An aperitif.
Isn't that like a starter?
Aperitif. But I mean, that's not really. It's not refreshing, and it'll fill people up. People will be like full from your big fruity, juicy cocktail.
But I suppose yours is a bit more high class, isn't it? You could serve it in little, you know, fluted glasses and like have a strawberry floating in it.
Yeah, my cocktail party, dinner party is going to be so high class.
Yeah.
We're going to have champagne flutes and we're going to drink tea out of it.
Sorry, is that going to be the starter?
PG tips.
And then you're going to have the tea bag in the champagne flute, or are you going to, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to leave the tea bag in the tea. And just
in
like,
the
hand
champagne flute.
In the champagne flute, and I'm just going to hand it over to them, and say that I'll just give them some bullshit about. I went to Inca, and I travelled around. I spoke to a wise man.
What do you mean you went to Inca?
Inca. I went to Inca. It's a place.
That's not a real place.
It's a place, Lewis.
It's not a place. It's an ancient civilization that no longer exists.
It's a place.
Inca.
It's a place. I've been there. I spent my summer there.
You've never even
I went
left.
To Inca.
It's a shop in the high street.
Stop criticizing. It's like Banana Republic.
So I went on holiday to Banana Republic. Fucking hell.
Yeah, so I went to Banana Republic, and there was this old man, this really old man, and he was so old, his wrinkles had wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
His skin was dark brown, like leather. And he handed me this drink, and he said to me, Simon, you'll drink of the tea of the Inca people.
Oh, goodness me. What did you say?
After I was done laughing, I took the tea that he proffered me, and it was a champagne flute. It's like the finest crystal glass. Mm-hmm. And in it, there was tea with the tea bag left in. And I drank the tea.
Simon, you drink.
The fuck was that? I had to think up an Inca.
That was
actor.
Amazing.
I don't even know where Inca
close.
Is.
Very
it's
close.
Not a real place. It's not a real place, first of all.
It's a shop. Oh my goodness. So
oh dear.
What else did this ancient sage, what other wisdom did he impart upon you?
He wasn't a wise man, he was just some old dude. Whose house I was staying in. So, he wasn't like a witch doctor or, you know, like a sage or a prophet or anything. He was just some old dude.
Did he not have any, you know, wisdom?
He did. He said to me,
Simon, when you go out back and use toilet, careful not fall in hole.
Right. Wise words.
And that
Wise
was good
words.
Advice, because I did almost fall in at one point. It's a fine way to drink tea, though. And people think, you know, when you're posh, you drink tea out of like a china cup. Hmm. But that's not right at all. It's a misconception. You actually drink it out of a champagne flute.
Isn't there something dodgy about putting boiling hot liquid in a glass? Doesn't it? Can't it like shatter it or something? That's what I sort of. I'm not quite sure why it might.
That's
shatter.
Why the water has to be cold.
Oh, so it's like. Iced tea?
No, not iced tea. It's just like room temperature tea. Very strong because the tea bag's been left in it.
So it's sort of stewed, tepid tea in a champagne flute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's.
And it's got no sugar in it. It's got no milk in it.
And it's got a tea bag floating in it.
It's probably really high in antioxidants That's probably why they live for so long, the Incans.
Does the tea bag have a string on it? Or is it just a bare tea bag sort of floating, bobbing on the top? Because you can imagine it would take up the top of the champagne flute. So when people try to drink it, they'd have the tea bag constantly rubbing against their upper lip.
Yeah. I mean, that can happen. It's certainly a risk of drinking tea this way.
So that's your first course, basically, in your come dine with me.
Yeah, that's my first course. All of that conversation.
That's what they get as they enter. Yeah. So what's next? What's the next course?
Salty
nuts. Obviously gone around. Your son Simon Jr. has probably gone around holding a glass tray.
Yeah, he's dressed as a waiter.
Playing flutes. Yeah.
But the
he serves them to your guests.
The outfit he's wearing, it's just made out of cardboard, though, because I'm too cheap to actually buy, like, a miniature-sized waiter outfit.
It's covered, coloured in with felted pen.
Yeah, that's exactly it, yeah.
So you've got some roasted peanuts for your hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, I've got some cheesy
and then
wotsits.
They all come in. Cheesy wotsits,
the dips,
nice.
I've got the dips. The dips are Nutella, Marmite, and peanut butter.
So you've got some crudites. I think they're pronounced crudite, aren't they? They're like...
crudites.
They're like sticks of celery and stuff, aren't they?
Well, I don't have celery or carrot.
And pepper?
I don't have pepper either. It's
what do you have?
Potato. Because raw potato isn't...
chips!
Raw potato isn't that nice.
A plate of chips.
I fried them. Raw potato isn't nice, so I fried them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm liking this. So we went
McCain
to your house.
McCain does some very good...
products. So we've had a nice high-class
cup
of tea.
Some chips.
Some crudites, some hors d'oeuvre. And then we're going to go on to the starter. So we've all sat... Where are we sitting?
Oh, fucking hell. How many fucking courses are there?
Do you watch Come Dine With Me? You know it's like this. Where's where do we all sit around in your...
We sit on the sofa bed in the living room with the red wine stain on it. I might put a throw over it.
So I guess you've got some...
I don't actually have any throws. I could put a t-shirt over it. I could put my Superman hoodie over it.
Is it big enough?
No.
Who am I talking to?
Whoa, easy, Tiger.
Sorry, friend.
You know.
Easily big enough. So there's about four of us there. Me, Hannah, Lalna, obviously, as well. And we've come round. We've had this lovely appetizer. Mm. Now we're sitting on your sofa.
You're all sitting very, very close to each other because it's quite a small sofa.
Right.
So you're all squeezed in together, knees touching.
Okay.
You look a little bit awkward. It's a bit uncomfortable being that close.
It's okay.
To these people.
That you've never met, yeah.
So the starter, it's going to be soup.
Okay.
Because that's a traditional starter.
Yeah. How are you going to serve it?
It's going to be some... in a bowl.
Right. How are we going to...
with some bread.
How are we going to negotiate this bowl when we're on the sofa?
I'm going to bring in the bowls and put them on your laps.
Okay.
And then give you a spoon. A dessert spoon. Because I confuse dessert spoons and soup spoons. So you'll have a dessert spoon and you'll drink the soup. Okay. And it'll be lovely.
What kind of soup is it?
OXO.
What do you mean, OXO? You mean oxtail?
OXO
soup. OXO are a brand of...
they do little cubes.
OXO are a brand of chicken stock cubes.
They do. Yeah, it's chicken soup. You do these little cubes, and you crumble them up, and then you add hot water, and you've got, like, chicken soup. It's amazing.
That's chicken stock. That's not chicken soup.
I have it, like... almost
that's
every
chicken
day
stock.
For lunch.
What do you mean? That's not chicken soup.
It's soup. It tastes of chicken and it's wet.
It's like
it's
broth.
Fucking chicken soup. What else could it be?
It's like barely...
yeah,
like
it's
add
delicious.
It to rice and stuff if you want to give rice a bit of flavour. You don't...
Oh, I know what I could... put some put some pasta in the soup as well.
Oh, sure.
Put
go
pasta
ahead.
In the chicken OXO.
What kind of pasta?
The little bow tie ones. I'll put a few of those in.
Okay.
And that is classy as fuck.
This has been brilliant. Now it's time for a bit of a... Entertainment. Do you have any kind of entertainment laid on?
I could do impressions for you. I'll stand in front of you and I'll do my famous impressions.
Go on then, just give us a little rendition of what you might do in your normal act.
Oh God. Well, I would say I'd have a bit of banter with the audience, which would be, you know, you...
Well, let's just try it out. Let's try it out. I'll be the audience. Woohoo!
Okay.
Hello! Oh, it's good to see you.
So glad... Why are you saying that as the audience? Why would the audience say that?
Oh, sorry, okay. Woohoo! Yay!
Idiot.
Simon, yay!
Okay, I'm glad you could all come here to my dinner party. Are you having a nice time?
Yes, it's great! Yay!
It's good to hear. It's good to hear. I've got some special entertainment planned for today. I'm going to do an impression of anyone that you mention. Anyone at all. And just give me some names. Just give me some names.
Indiana Jones! Well,
Indiana Jones, okay. Indiana Jones, right. Okay, I've just got to get into character.
I get it on no plane.
Brilliant. That's
what does Indiana Jones say? Does he have any catchphrases? Help me out.
Snakes,
here.
Why did it have to be snakes? That's a classic one.
Snake, why have to be snake?
Okay. Mario.
Mamma mia, he's a spicy meatball.
Zoidberg from Futurama.
Oi, 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 oi.
Because he's, like, Jewish. He's a Jewish lobster man.
Lister from Red Dwarf.
You smeghead. Rimmer.
Daniel Craig.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
The Juggernaut.
I am the Juggernaut from X-Men.
Chewbacca.
Hello, I'm Chewbacca. It's pleasant to meet you.
Pearson.
Pearson?
Yep.
Hello, I'm Pearson. I'm on a boat.
I don't know why he's on a boat. Can we stop this, please? Can we stop this?
No, we're going to keep going until you say some funny ones.
I'm a constipated old man.
Okay, so all of your impressions are pretty much Mr. T. But that's fine. That's fine. They're very good.
I pity the fool.
So who? What's next in the main course? The main course. Are we still sitting in the lounge, or are we going to move room for the main course?
We're going to stay in the lounge, but we're going to move over to the dining table, directly behind the sofa bed.
Oh.
We probably should have been on there for the soup, but I didn't really think.
Yeah.
The main course is curry. My famous curry.
Oh, of course, your famous curry that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. I cook chicken in the oven. I bake it, for some reason. I don't cut it up and fry it. That would only take, like, 5 minutes. But I actually bake it.
Really? You cook it in the oven? That's pretty interesting.
And then I tear it apart with my teeth.
Doesn't it sort of
and
dry
I spit
it
out the chicken
if you bake
into
it.
The curry mix that I've got. I sometimes put raspberry jam in there too, because it just gives it just a little sweet, little kick.
It's a good idea. Good tip for anyone making a curry.
It's true. It's true. I put raspberry jam in there.
Is that a real tip? I don't know.
Yep.
Really?
You should do. It's really nice.
Okay, I might try
Delicious.
That.
Delicious.
I sort of don't trust you, though. I've learned, what? Like, when you're...
I wouldn't joke about curries, Lewis. You know how serious I am about curries.
I guess we're nearly finished. Is there any dessert?
Yes.
What would you do for dessert?
Dessert is going to be...
This is the best meal. Best bit.
This is the best bit. This is what the whole evening has been building towards.
I thought so. I could tell.
My souffle.
Oh. Wow.
The patented Simon souffle.
Okay. Made by...
I've never cooked a souffle before.
Simon Souffle Company.
But I thought I'd give it a try. Yeah, I've never done... I don't even know what goes in a souffle. I
you
think
don't
it's
even
like
know what it is,
egg,
do you?
White, and flour or
right.
something. I don't know. So, egg, white, and flour.
So you...
And you put it in a little bowl.
Right.
And then you put the bowl in the oven, and it rises if it's done properly. And if it's not done properly, it doesn't rise.
That's correct. And if well, there's a bit of an art to it, isn't there? Because you... you know, mix it up a large amount, but not too much, you know?
Mm.
It's an art form.
It has to be light and fluffy, like a sheep's belly.
Delicious.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to that. That sounds amazing.
It's going to be a good evening.
It doesn't sound disgusting at all. What would we do? You know, what would the entertainment be? I mean, afterwards, would we have a game of poker or Star Wars Stratego?
No. Don't
or
be silly.
Just watch some telly, watch Hollyoaks, you know.
We play a bit of Hon.
Of course we would. Of course we would.
Everyone's brought their laptops, and we create an ad hoc LAN.
So we go into separate rooms, full headsets on.
You're in the toilet.
What?
And occasionally I'll come in, I won't make eye contact with you, and I'll just, like, stop pissing without saying a
word. Through my legs.
And Yeah. Oh my god.
What the hell?
That is fucked up. That is fucked up. Jesus Christ.
No one's been paying any attention, because I'll be so concentrating on, like, you know, the towers are going down and stuff.
Poning noobs. Oh dear. And maybe later on I'll get out a little, like a paddling pool, an inflatable paddling pool, and I'll fill it with jelly, and I'll just stare at Hannah,
okay.
And then like nod my head towards the paddling pool.
The paddling pool.
I won't say anything.
Jelly. Yeah.
I'll just imply that something is required. I'll just be subtle. I'll just like take my shirt off and make my nipples dance.
Goodness me. Anyway, so I've had a lovely evening, and I'm leaving in the taxi, and now what's going to happen is they're going to interview me and say, you know, and they just ask me questions, and I'll answer, like, what I thought.
Oh my god, this is my best, this is my favourite bit of the programme. I love this bit.
Yeah. They're driving home in the taxi, so they say, oh, well, I thought it was, I mean, I didn't really like the soup. The soup was a bit sort of rancid. It tasted like Simon's socks. Curry was lovely, though. He did so nice with the curry. And the little boy, when he performed on the recorder, was the highlight of the evening, really, for me. So I'm going to give him 4.
Whoa! 4?
Yeah, man, 4.
You piece of shit.
Well, the jelly paddling pool...
4?
It wasn't really to my taste. You know, I'm a bit more high class. I liked the tea. The tea in the glass, the champagne flute was a masterstroke.
That was good.
The 5p naan bread was very good with the curry.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed the naan bread.
Put in the toaster.
Yeah.
It's nice, that was. It's a nice touch.
And,
4?
Yeah.
That's really harsh, so... man. I mean, that is such a bad score. That's below average, that 4.
Really? I don't think anyone ever gives each other 10, though, do they? And 9's are pretty damn rare.
Yeah, happens now and again, but... Also, shouldn't our scoring system be out of 15?
Hmm.
It's the Yogscast way. 4 out of 15 is even worse.
What's that? Sounds like James Bond, but really bad.
That's the Come Dine With Me music.
Good. Well, that's the end of that. We'll just end it now. So, let's talk about the executive producers and stuff.
Hello. I am Her Royal Highness, Queen Elizabeth II. And this York pot is by royal appointment. Hello, hello, hello. One fancies a Jaffa cake.
Anyway, so that's the end of this highlights podcast. Highlights? I don't know, what are we calling it? What that?
You've watched the Bombay mix of the Yog Pod.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't watch it, you listened to it even.
Your ears watched it.
Watched us and drank us in, and hopefully you didn't spit too much of us out. Hopefully your tummy isn't going to feel funny.
So, yeah. Next time, we're actually going to have a D&D podcast. Because we did a bit of D&D.
Are we? Oh, yes, the D&D.
And we've also got another podcast coming out soon, which we haven't even started recording yet. So, we'll talk a bit more about our day out when we met Warwick Davis and stuff. So that's to look forward to.
It was such a nice day. Such a lovely day.
It was a wonderful day. Who is the executive producer for this week's show,
by the way? It's a very good question, Lewis. I'll just go and check. Our executive producer for this week is Magnus Tenman from Norway.
Okay.
He donated a substantial amount, a nice amount of money. We're keeping
saying.
That private, though, the amount.
No, we are saying.
But are we? Are we? Yeah. Oh, 25 quid. 25 quid.
Nice. He sounds like a
thank
strong
you, Magnus.
Man, doesn't he? Magnus Tenman. The strength of ten
He sent a lovely
man.
Email. I think he has the heart of ten men. Magnus Tenman.
That is a good name.
He said he wants to support our work. He hopes the donations of value to us. He finds our stuff funny. He likes our sense of humour. Since your reviews are pretty rubbish, I guess the humour is what makes me love it so much, he says. So that's a little bit of a double-edged sword of a compliment.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's a phrase.
Marcus Tenman sounds like the kind of man who would wield a double-edged sword. Magnus Tenman.
He sounds like a...
I love that name.
He sounds like a Viking hero.
He's the best.
Magnus Tenman, executive producer.
He has a YouTube channel, Cream, the numeral 4, UX.
Okay.
Cream 4 UX.
Okay.
Which no one's going to look at now, are they?
No.
No. But he does his own videos.
All right, that's
a
enough.
A video of a Congal Rush.
All right, I get the idea.
I love him. I think he's a lovely man, because he donated us money.
Thanks, Marcus.
And he's
going to
get a special care package.
Marcus, Magnus.
Thank you, Magnus. Magnus!
Shit.
Thank you, Magnus Tenman, and thank you for your lovely email.
Thank you, Magnus.
Lewis. That's a bit rude.
I love you, Magnus. What?
Thank you, Magnus.
He's
from Hordaland.
Hordaland. Good, okay. Right.
Hordaland.
Well, that's it for now. Hope you enjoyed this show and stuff, and God, brilliant.
Thank you, Magnus. You made it possible.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
That'll do.
In memory of Lewis.
What?
You died. You didn't make it through to the end. The tank killed you.
Oh, no. Left for dead. So, shit. I realised, by the way, that it's election night coming up, and we haven't actually talked about the UK election in any way, shape, or form. So it might be good to just, you know, hear who you think you're going to vote for.
Oh, God.
Because some yognauts obviously looked to
really?
Us for guidance. I don't know if this is going to be out in time.
Might be.
It's not going to be out in time, is it? Maybe we could just glue this on the end of the podcast. Who do you think? Well, I mean, what do you think? It's serious business.
I think
man.
Everyone should vote Liberal Democrat and fuck tactical voting, to be honest. Fuck it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth you compromising your beliefs just to get someone in particular out of power. It's just not worth it. It's ridiculous. It angers me that people feel they have to do that. Labour's shit. Tories are shit. Lib Dem probably are going to be shit as well. But they're the lesser of three evils.
The classic party, which I think yognauts will be surprised to hear that you're not voting Monster Raving Loony, which is obviously something which we...
They just assume that because I'm a monster raving loony, I'll be voting monster raving loony. Is that how it works?
Aren't you, like, actually a member of parliament for monster raving loony?
I am. Not under my real name, though.
So I like...
I'm I'm Dame Honeydew of Gnomeregan.
But obviously, name. Because you're a member of the Monster Epic Loony Party, you're not going to vote for the Loony Party. You're going to vote Lib Dem.
Yeah, I can't vote for myself, Lewis.
You can, actually.
It's immoral to do that.
Like, David Cameron gets a vote.
Yeah, but it's immoral.
He can say, I'd like to vote for myself.
It's bad sportsmanship, Lewis.
Is it?
You know, you shouldn't vote for yourself.
I suppose so.
Yeah. Also, if Michelle Scortos is listening to the Yogpod, I hate you. I hate you.
Okay.
She's going to overtake me on Island Paradise. She's going to have more XP and she's going to overtake me. That's why I hate
is
her.
Is she a Yognaut?
I think so, yeah. She's a member of the Yogpod group, which I was made an admin of recently.
Yeah, you're just ruining the Facebook group.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone could pinpoint the exact time that I was made admin of that group.
I'm going to post the Monster Raving Loony Party manifesto on the Facebook group so people can have a look. All right, that'll do. I just thought I had to add in something to do with the election on the end of the podcast.
Yeah, because we often do political coverage, don't we? We cover the current affairs, the big news of the day. I mean, for fuck's sake, all we usually talk about is fucking Tina Barrett, who hasn't done anything in, like, 10 years, and Warwick Davis, who also hadn't done anything in 10 years, but is now, thanks to being flushed down the loo, some kind of major fucking celebrity again. It's like we're... I said before, it's like we're not cursed, we're the opposite. We're, like, booned.
Booned.
We have the boon of the Yogpod.
We're booned.
If we mention someone, they're made famous. Well, apart from Tina Barrett, whose career is still languishing in obscurity.
Yeah, well, but one day, she's going to get this enormous record deal and just get catapulted into the limelight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be us. It's going to happen because of us, man.